Good evening, saints of God, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with my lovely lady and minister of God's Word, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Well, shalom and blessings to everyone. We are now past the fall feasts, and Satan's holiday is Thursday. So let us give thanks to the Lord for the power that He has given us over the enemy.
Lord, we do thank You for Your many blessings and the authority You bestowed upon Your believers over demonic forces. Lord, we pray protection on the many children going out this Halloween, and also protect those many soldiers fighting against the enemy in war. We lift up to You these written prayer requests to include the salvations of our loved ones. We ask that You send Your ambassadors to speak to their hearts. Be with us tonight and bless with abundance those who have an ear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. In Yeshua's name, amen.
Amen.
All right, so Israel did it.
Yes, they did. In fact, 100 precision strikes, with 35 getting through Iran's defense system and actually hit and disabled one system, making it easier to fly into Iran's airspace, where they hit many Iranian military and missile manufacturing sites. But before that, they had to take out Syria's and Iraq's defense system, which they did. But how did Israel attack in southern Iran as well, since they would have to cross through Jordan's airspace, who would not give Israel permission to do?
Obviously, Israel had help.
Exactly. Therefore, had to be the United States. You know, we have many military bases in the southern countries like Kuwait, UAE, Bahrain, and others.
Probably as part of the Biden bribery plan with Israel.
Well, I agree. We know he told Israel not to hit oil or nuke facilities. So what was Biden's carrot besides sending them our high-altitude THAAD defense system? Looks like Biden also agreed to hitting certain Iranian sites, but on a lesser scale.
Is it over for now?
Oh, they have to make threats, but they are definitely now deterred, as Iran is not capable at this juncture to retaliate. But they can push Hezbollah, who continues attacking quite heavily, even reaching further closer to Tel Aviv. However, Israel is making good progress in moving Hezbollah out of southern Lebanon.
Of course, we watch for the Damascus demise to fulfill Isaiah 17.
Yes, and Israel has come close and will continue because Iran has their Revolutionary Guard headquarters in that area, as well as the Damascus airport that transports weapons to reach Hezbollah.
And, of course, next Tuesday is the final day for voting.
And we have already voted. And as we've been saying, it's never been more obvious than this election. It's really about good versus evil. And Michelle Obama, in her campaigning for Kamala, is also deploying drag queens to host performances over all the key swing states.
Yeah, they're calling it Party at the Polls.
And it does include live performances of drag shows, which the Democratic Party seems to believe will motivate more voters to cast their vote for Harris, especially in the LGBTQ communities and those who sympathize with them.
Yeah, it's really evil, pure and simple.
And likely this year there will be many dressed as drag queens at the numerous Halloween parties. And one more point. The federal government has overridden Virginia by saying the 1,600 non-citizens that they found on the voter rolls, well, they can still vote. And similar situations are going on in many other states, especially in the blue states. But the Supreme Court might overrule that this week, we hope.
And as Trump says, we have to make our numbers too big to rig.
And that is the truth.
Okay, we welcome your questions or comments, either by email at Sheila@showfireministries.net, or you can call the office and leave a detailed message to 440-834-9006. Also, by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. Love offerings are greatly appreciated and will automatically add you to our mailing list for future newsletters and updates. You can also subscribe and donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, where all the past radio and teaching letters are archived for your added learning.
Okay, Thursday is Halloween, or better put, Satan's Night, October 31st. And then it's All Saints Day on November 1st.
And still again, All Souls Day, November 2nd.
And we're going to address all that over the next week and next week. Since I did attend Catholic school, I know a bit about those days, which later I came to realize that all 3 days are demonically inspired. But tonight, let's begin with the first one, appropriately called All Hallows Eve.
I think we should begin with Scripture.
Indeed, because Psalm 12, verse 8 hits the nail on the head, especially in the original Hebrew.
The wicked walk around on every side when evil is exalted by the sons of men.
You can't deny that most Americans observe Halloween, which is exalting evil. Where Ephesians 5, verse 1 tells us
to be imitators of God.
And then there's verse 11 that says,
have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them.
You know, Halloween can be a path into darkness by embracing the day. Some even say it's their most favorite time of the year.
And it's just not the secular world.
For sure. Many who claim to be Christians celebrate the day in some form or fashion. And see no harm in the little ones going to a few neighbors for candy, dressing up as friendly characters. What could be wrong with that? Well, if some boy, and they love to do this, say they're in a devil's mask, jumps in front of your small child, and scaringly boos at them, that image can stay in their mind and give them nightmares.
And in some cases could harm them spiritually.
Parents are responsible to protect their fragile little minds, and even more so, what an opportunity to teach their children the importance of taking a stand against a basically dark concept. Could anyone deny the evil connotations associated with this day? Well, many churches do hold harvest parties, and serving more fruit than sugar, where the children dress up as a Bible character, and you could say that's a good alternative.
Yeah, well, unless you dress up as Jezebel.
Right. Yes, only good characters. But they're often held on a different night, so the people then can come and pray on October 31st for protection over all the innocent children.
Of course, we should do that anywhere we are on that day.
Yeah, anywhere. What is very important, depending on the age, of course, is that the children be told the truth as to why your family doesn't participate in the High Holy Day of Satan. And children don't have to be very old before they know the difference between good and evil. Here's the novel idea. Celebrate the Feast of Purim each spring instead, as the Jewish people do, and dress up in Persian garb and pass out a little candy. That's what they do in Israel till this day.
And synagogues here in the U.S. too.
That's right. Unfortunately, most Christians don't recognize God's feasts, which are actually God's victories over the enemy. You know, like as in the book of Esther.
Yeah, instead, America promotes Devil's Night.
What's wrong with this picture? That sure speaks volumes. Religious leaders will one day be held accountable. And I do understand the unrighteous taking part in Devil's Night. But why would churchgoers want to engage in something that is proven to be inherently wicked?
Many black masses on October 31st.
Yep. And by the way, by tolerating and staying silent means you condone it. So here's the bottom line. Wickedness is being given permission, an open door to increase its vileness. And if you are permitting your child to be dressed as something evil, you could be opening the door to demonism. And at the very least, as I said, nightmares. Honey, please, I think we should read that again. Psalm 12, verse 8.
The wicked walk around on every side when evil is exalted by the sons of men.
It's true. There are more wicked people out on this night looking to be evil. Also read Deuteronomy 19:19.
Put away the evil from among you.
And one we quote regularly is Isaiah 5:20, says there will come a time when
they will call good evil and evil good.
That's an amazing end time prophecy for today. And there are hundreds of scriptures addressing evil. Just look in your concordance to see how important this topic is. In fact, 1 Thessalonians 5:22 says,
to abstain from all forms of evil.
And for good reason. Of course, we all know that demonic spirits have been around forever, and Halloween goes way back before Christianity.
And certainly before America, to a Celtic festival of the dead.
Yeah, originally from ancient Britain and Ireland, and later spread throughout Europe. And according to their calendar, their year begins on November 1st, and noted for the beginning of the cold season when cattle and sheep had to be moved to closer, more secured pastures and stored the crops for the winter months. And by the way, I thought this was interesting. The Celtic calendar day also begins at sundown, like it says in Genesis.
Well, you know, Satan is an imitator.
And they were heavily engaged in the occultic arts, worshiping nature and the universe, giving it supernatural idolatry-like qualities. The Celtic people can be traced back to before 1000 BC.
And still here today, called the New Age.
But there's nothing new about paganism. Their pagan priests were called Druids, whose beliefs and practices were similar to Hinduism, such as reincarnation and the transmigration of the soul, or bad people who died that year may be reborn as animals, which is why they don't kill animals in India.
Even rats, because it might be their relative.
How in the world could they embrace that?
Well, again, Satan is a master deceiver.
Anyhow, the Celtics believe this transference of souls occurred on what they called the festival of Samhain, the Lord of Death. Guess on what day?
October 31st?
And as time went on, instead of the Feast of Samhain, it was just called by the pagan priest's name of Druidism, morphing into some different varieties of thinking depending on the country.
But the rituals come from hell.
Absolutely. Even by involving human sacrifices of children. True. And the drinking of their blood to stay young. So they thought. And guess what?
Well, it's still here today.
Yes. Because demons don't die. The drinking of children's blood even has a name called adrenochrome. And wanting to live long is popular in certain private elite circles. And by the way, cannibalism is around also, and it's called spirit cooking. And they will openly brag and invite selective others for these satanic rituals, especially on Halloween.
Well, but other significant days as well.
Yes, especially when the moon has its darkest night.
So, just before a new moon.
Which is October 31st. By the way, we know this thanks to Julian Assange of WikiLeaks, who had a source that hacked Hillary's and John Podesta's emails, which we talked about 4 years ago. But the elite almost got him, but Assange escaped to another country. But if he returns, we'll be tried in our courts for, they say, other leaks of what they say is classified information.
Yeah, President Trump had the opportunity to pardon Assange.
I know, he could have, but he chose not to. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, the occult's New Year's Eve then is October 31st, when this Lord of Death gathers the souls of the evil dead who had died over the past year and commands them to enter the bodies of animals, particularly black cats, but not exclusively.
It is evil's supreme night of demonic jubilation.
Yes, it is. A celebration of the beginning of winter and darkness, as daylight grows noticeably shorter and nighttime lengthier, when the hordes of hell roam the countryside in a wild celebration of darkness and death, all in honor of Samhain.
Which is actually Satan.
Who is delighted to see, still in this generation, so many others celebrating his festival, especially those dressing as ghosts, goblins, and devils.
So the Celtics left offerings of food and drink on their doorsteps for the ghosts.
Right. Only because the villagers feared that the spirits, if not pacified, would kill their flocks or destroy their property. And eventually these superstitious people thought another way to protect themselves was to masquerade as one of them, thereby hopefully blending in unnoticed. And it is carried on still today because they don't really know the history. Again, this is the origin of Halloween, cloaked as devils, imps, ogres, and other demonic creatures.
To blend in with the real demons.
That's how it started.
Mm-hmm.
Very twisted and dangerously and definitely not funny, especially when Halloween can easily be an open-door invitation to evil forces.
The serious occultists used lighted candles.
Yeah. Some inside real skulls to carry for the spirits' guidance in their ceremonies, which again included sacrifices to the god Samhain.
Also burning large bonfires.
And giving various gifts and offering many prayers to this false god for protection from any evil spirits that would wander off to possibly migrate in with the people.
So this was their god who could protect them if they worshipped him.
Right. But whatever name you choose to use, it all goes back to the chief devil who utilizes different customs according to the country. But over here, we get to call this false god by his real name of Satan or Lucifer, which was his name only before he rebelled. Now his name is Satan, or Hasatan in Hebrew, meaning the adversary who thoroughly enjoys watching Americans celebrate his special feast night we call Halloween. And we have a quote from the Satanist Anton LaVey, who wrote the Satanic Bible and started the first Satanic church. And guess where he did that?
San Francisco, maybe?
Go figure. Anyhow, honey, please read his quote about Halloween, and that was actually from 30 years ago.
He said, "I'm glad that even Christians allow their children to worship the devil at least one night out of the year."
That's how he looked at it. Actually, Halloween in America was not widely practiced here until the 1900s. And it began with a carved turnip and then a pumpkin to copy the original witch's use of a real skull carrying a candle inside to light the way to their occultic coven meetings. And it didn't take long for kids to start dressing up as something evil, knocking on doors, saying, "Well, if you give us a treat, the goblins and spirits will leave you alone. Trick or treat."
It's interesting, you know, to know the backstory.
Thankfully today, many parents are trying to keep some distance away from the more sinister costume to the more acceptable and cute. This way, Christians won't feel too guilty when joining in on the fun, like the other kids, to celebrate Satan's night. Still, don't be deceived. It is still Satan's holiday.
And very wicked things are going on somewhere, in some places, by some very wicked people.
Yeah, I heard they can use a hypodermic needle to inject poison into wrapped candy, and you would never notice.
Be aware of that.
So, instead of taking part, we should be praying protection for all the many innocent children that go out on that night, because abductions also happen. And in fact, they're increasing these days.
Even more so on Halloween.
On top of all that, we are promoting eating a lot of sugar. Even if you try to limit their consumption, most kids will find it. And you must know that sugar is extremely dangerous, as it suppresses the immune system for hours, making them more susceptible to catching diseases.
How many know that?
I wonder, would it even matter to some if they did? Anyhow, this day is Satan's blasphemous substitution of the resurrection, the rising of the dead spirits, because he perverts everything of God. Halloween provides a less conspicuous way to play with the concept of death. People dress up as the living dead, zombies, etc., and fake gravestones adorn front lawns, and these activities are highly accepted this time of year. But it keeps evolving. Every year, you see more and more, getting worse and worse. Card-carrying Satanists can now demand Halloween off from work as a religious holiday. In fact, Satanists, like the Samhains did, use this day for their high black masses to greater enhance their ritual blood sacrifices. Many places of unemployment encourage their workers to dress in a costume, making it unusual to find any restaurant or store that doesn't have decorations all over their establishments. And the demons just smile. Anyway, next week we will look at the next 2 days. The Catholics call All Saints Day and All Souls Day. We'll look at some other traditions as well. But before we close, you got to ask yourself, are you really saved? Are you the bride of Christ? Is Yeshua really Lord over your life? You know, Luke 21 says that you can escape what's coming with just a simple prayer. Just admit you are a sinner. Repent and invite him in to have dominance over you instead of the God of this world. Because if Jesus isn't ruling your life, then demonic forces in Satan's army is. There is no in between. Those of you who are lukewarm, get your act together now. Tithe your time in God's word. You need it for discernment and power over demons who surround you. The Aaronic blessing, the Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, that lasting shalom. So till next time, Sha'alu Shalom, Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Those who love her shall prosper. And that's Psalm 122, verse 6. Till next time, tell someone about Jesus Christ. Shalom.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries, right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.